Jesus wasn't always working. As a young man, he had time for play, too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus was not always working as a young man. He had time for play, too. Jesus used to love to play. And as a teenage boy, he was always out romping on the hillsides whenever his father didn't have a chore for him to do. And he would go hiking into the hills, and he would go back into the desert, into the high desert lands, and he would just love it. Now, Jesus was kind of an unusual kid. Actually, all the kids in those days did about the same thing, but Jesus never took any water along with him. Now, he'd go with his buddies, and they would go hiking into the hills sometimes. And as they hiked into the hills, Jesus would be going and hiking just as hard as everybody else and enjoying it just as much. And the sun would come up, and they would all roast away. And it didn't bother any of them. And they were used to this. They were desert children. And as they hiked along, some of the boys got thirsty. And they had a gourd that they carried with them, and in that gourd they had water. Well, now Jesus had none. And the boys said, "You know, Jesus, you're kind of a crafty character." And Jesus said, "Oh, come on now." And they said, "Yes, you are." "Well, now, why do you say I'm a crafty character?" "Well, you never bring any water along." "Well, do you know that most of my body is water, and that I utilize the water in my body to my own enjoyment, and I cause it to give me the proper water aspect that I want to have whenever I'm anywhere, and when I'm at the well, I drink, and I drink thoroughly, and I know that the water goes in and fills up my body in good ways. All the cells of my body get filled up with water, and so when I need the water when I want to drink, and I'm out here in the desert, I just use the water that's in my body. And I say to myself, I have sufficient water in my body. I don't say I don't need to drink. I just say I have sufficient water in my body, and my thirst is quenched." "Oh, Jesus, that's a cool way to do it, but that really doesn't work that way. I know it doesn't work that way." "Well, what do you mean you know it works that way, and yet you don't know that it works that way? Have you tried it?" "Of course I tried it. I saw you doing it, and so I said to myself, I do it." Well, this one, Jesus' closest friends, and he said, "You know, Jesus, I try to do everything you do because you seem to get such good results, and you seem to have some very special ability. I don't know what it is, but you got some special ability that makes things happen." And Jesus said, "Well, you know, you're my best friend. Would you like to know my secret? Would you tell us your secret?" "No, I'm telling you my secret, not us." "Well, what is your secret?" "Well, my secret is that everything I think or say or do, I have it be positive. I say the world is beautiful, and the world is beautiful. I say everything is good, and everything is good. I say I am full when I haven't had a dinner, and I am full. And I am quenched when I haven't had anything to drink, and my thirst is quenched. I say all the..." "Whoa, whoa, 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 Jesus." His buddy was kind of confused there. "Whoa, slow down. You mean to say, you just speak your word, you just talk like that to yourself, and yourself listens to you?" "Oh, sure, sure. Thoughts are things. And I put these thoughts to work in my body and my life for myself," Jesus said. "It's done unto me according to my belief." "Well, Jesus, I don't know whoever said that. I heard that someplace before, too." "Yes, that's true. all the philosophers that you ever talked to, all the rabbis and all the teachers, they all say, it's done unto you according to how you believe. And if you believe that you are a good person, then you will be a good person. If you believe you are a bad person, then you will be a bad person. If you believe you are a healthy person, you will be a healthy person. If you believe you're a happy person, you will believe, oh, Jesus, that's too easy. Well, it sounds easy, doesn't it? Yes, it does, Jesus. It sounds so easy. Well, I tell you, this is my secret. You work at that. You try that out. You try saying those things about yourself, and you watch. It is done unto you according to your belief. You watch. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You watch. You put these things to work in your life like I do in my life. Because that's what I do in my life. And that's why I have sometimes things that seem just a little wonderful. And you don't know why I have these wonderful. I try not to make a big show of them. Because if I make a big show of them, then people think they can't do it. And I don't want anyone ever to think that they can't do that. Because it is something that we can all do. Oh, Jesus, it's fun to go hiking with you and walking with you and talking with you alone, not with a bunch of other guys. Well, a bunch of other guys are okay too, Jesus said. It's just that when you have a bunch of other guys, you have a bunch of other attitudes and a bunch of other people and what they think is right. And they talk about things that are not necessarily harmonious and good for our thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, but Jesus, you're always so one-pointed. Well, everyone in the world can be one-pointed. I'm one-pointed because that's what I believe. I believe that my thought is powerful. I believe that. I know that. Oh, Jesus, it sure is good being with you. I like taking a walk with you. And you know, Jesus, I haven't even taken a sip of water from my gourd. And Jesus said, that's all right. You take a sip of water from your gourd, and you will find that your gourd is never empty. It's never empty because you know and you believe your gourd is always filled with water. And you don't even have to take a sip. And then, more truly than you believe, your gourd always is filled with water. Even if it were to evaporate, even if it were to dry out, it's always filled with water because you believe your gourd is always filled with water. Hey, Jesus, that's cool stuff. Yes, it is, isn't it? Oh, yes. Yeah, I like you coming along. Yeah, I don't have to make you believe what I believe. I just tell you and you believe it. That makes it so much easier for me to tell you the truth about yourself as I understand it about myself. Oh, Jesus, it's fun being a friend of yours. And so it is for me to be a friend of yours. And so the two young teenagers were coming back now from the hills. And their friends saw them from afar off and said, hi guys, where you been? And they told them. And then one of their friends says, hey, I'm thirsty. Have you got a drink? And so Jesus' friend gave the boy a drink from his gourd. And the boy says, hey, what is this? This gourd is absolutely full, over brimming. I thought you said you went for a long walk. Yes, we did. We went out this morning early, and we came back now because we had the whole day to ourselves to do what we wanted to do. But your gourd should be empty. There's no well up there. There's no way to fill it. Well, that's nice. And they just ignored the question. They didn't say another thing because this boy was not ready to hear and believe as Jesus and his friend were ready to hear and believe. So, in Jesus' time, he too went out with friends. He too went out and had loving experiences. He too liked to hike in the wilderness. He too liked to use the law, use the principle, and enjoy all the good things of life. And as he later was known for his seamless robe, naturally he should have such, for he always had the best, for all came from his thought, his word, his mind. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.